Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another Go Hunt bonus episode of the Western Rookie Podcast. Now, we are going to be talking about the Utah mule deer applications that are coming due. They are going to be due April 25th. If you've got the free Western Rookie calendar that you get over at westernrookie.com, you should have already gotten the notice for the Utah all species application deadline. This is all Utah species. Today, we're just going to be talking about mule deer. Next, we'll talk about elk, and then we'll talk about everything else. So look for 3 episodes in this mini-series on the Utah All Species apps coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 p.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget it. There is a link to the state website in that Western Rookie free calendar notice. You just open up the calendar notice. There'll be a website link and a couple other things in there as well. So go on and get that Western Rookie application calendar download. It's going to cover all states, all points. You can choose if you want specific states and reminders or if you want everything. And if you get it this year, you're going to be first in line to get the new version next year. Maybe we will do something special for everyone that's got it this year. Maybe add a little bonus content for those that took a chance and got it the first year we launched it. So make sure you get it this year in 2025. I'm not sure what we'll do yet, but we're going to do something to make it special for everyone that got it first this year. So with that being said, let's dive in to Utah mule deer. So first up, there's a couple changes in Utah that I want to cover for 2025. They're new or noteworthy. They're either changes or things you just want to remember. So number one, applicants can no longer apply for both the general season deer and the dedicated hunter deer hunts in the same year. You can only pick one. Now, I think this mostly applies to people that are in state. The dedicated deer hunter is something we'll talk about later on. But you can only apply for one now. And again, harvest surveys are mandatory for all species, so you have to fill out even if you did not harvest an animal. If you don't, you'll be excluded from 2026 applications or you'll have to pay a fee. So keep that in mind. Magnified scopes are not allowed on muzzleloader hunts. You can only have a 1X power, optic, open sights, red dots, or scopes with 1X power or less are allowed. If you're a non-resident and you're bringing an ATV, you have to get a permit to use it in Utah. Just working through a couple of the other things that are major. Once again, Utah, as we all know, has instituted a trail camera legislation or laws or regulations. So trail cameras are now prohibited on public land in Utah between July 31st throughout the end of the year. So keep that in mind. You can't be using trail cameras while the hunting season is ongoing. And the Blaze Orange requirements for rifle hunters have changed. Only one visual item of orange is required. So hat, vest, you name it, only one is required. There's a bunch of different unit changes as well going on out there. I'm not going to read through all of them because there's like 20. But if you want to see what's out there, go get into your Go Hunt Insider subscription. If you don't have it yet, use the code WESTERN and they're going to give you $50 of gear shop credit. But they list out all of the changes to units and deer hunts in the 2025 application strategy article. So go check that out if you're curious what specific units have changed. So along with that, the deadline, looks like we might have a little bit of a typo in the Western Rookie article. It looks like Utah updated their deadline to April 24th. When we created the article, they were suspecting April 25th. It looks like they finalized it. It is April 24th. So Thursday, April 24th is the deadline. I misspoke earlier. So put that out there. That is exactly why we put the deadlines or the reminder a full week ahead. Because when we release it early in the year in time for some of these first states like Idaho in December, not all the dates are solidified yet, and so I wanted to make sure there was plenty of time to do all these apps. So I put the reminders a week ahead of time because this does happen. It changes. And so just to know, 24th, April 24th, 11 p.m. All right. So getting into Utah. So Utah has a pretty complicated list of options for different types of hunts. So first off, to apply for a hunt, you need a valid hunting license. And here's a little hack. The Utah valid hunting license is 365 days from the date of purchase. So if you time this out properly, you can buy one hunting license every 2 years. And it cuts your fees to apply and your fees to build points in half. So if you wait till the end of the application season, so April 23rd, for example, and buy your hunting license, buy your points, or do your app next year on April 22nd, you still have a valid hunting license. So you can get in there and apply or buy your points without having to buy another hunting license. This is huge for non-residents because the non-resident hunting license fee is $120. So it saves quite a bit of money. So that being said, the Utah app system, there's a lot of different options. So we'll walk through them briefly here. There's the limited entry deer hunts, and that's a bonus point system. So there's a couple different levels of this. they have a hybrid draw for the limited entry deer permits. There's the premium limited entry deer, the limited entry, the management, and the cactus buck. There's also a handgun archery muzzle or shotgun hunts. They call them hams. Those are not separate species hunts that you apply for. You can only apply for one. So premium limited entry deer hunts. These are units that are managed for really high buck to doe ratios, 40 to 45 per 100 does and higher. These are really high quality hunts. To think Henry Mountains, Ponceguant, Antelope Island. These are all in those categories. There's generally an archery muzzleloader rifle and multi-season available for the Henry Mountains and the Ponceguant. However, Antelope Island only offers the rifle permit. So next, you have the limited entry deer hunts. These are managed for slightly lower buck-to-doe ratios, think 25 to 30 bucks per 100 does, than the premium, but they're still great hunts. The quality may not be quite as high as the premium hunts, but they're still solid mule deer hunts. So then you get down to the cactus buck and the management buck. The Ponceguant, for example, will have archery, muzzleloader, and rifle hunts for management. So that's bucks with 3 points or less on one antler. This unit will also have a cactus buck hunt. So that's bucks that have velvet covering at least 50% of the antlers during the hunting dates. So these management and cactus buck hunts are limited entry hunts, and successful applicants will lose any of their bonus points they have accrued if they draw. The hams hunt, the handgun archery muzzleloader shotgun, these hunts are ideal for rutting mule deer. These hunts occur in specific spots. So the Book Cliffs, Floyd Canyon, I don't know how to say this last word, East Canyon, San Juan, the Mancos Mesa units. The limited entry deer hunts listed above that we just listed utilize a hybrid point system. A lot of details here. I'm not going to dive into it because it's a very, niche type of hunt that we, if you want to learn more about that, I suggest just going on Go Hunt, look up the application strategy article. Moving on to the general season deer hunt. So this is maybe where we want to spend the most time because this is the most opportunity for everyone. So the general season deer hunts are allocated in the state draw. There's no technical over-the-counter deer options for either residents or non-residents. You have to apply. Now, they're allocated through a true preference point system. So this means applicants with the most points get the tag for any given permit. You can gain one preference point a year. Obviously, there's no Montana guided laws right now where you can get 2 points up a year. And you can apply up to 5 hunt choices. However, applicants lose your points if you draw any choice. So think Wyoming, we talk about you can apply for multiples. You only lose your points if you draw your first choice. Utah, you lose your points no matter what you draw. So keep that in mind when you're applying for multiple options. So getting into now the dedicated hunter deer hunts. So this program is often offered on general season units. The program is a unique opportunity that allows a hunter to hunt all the seasons, archery, muzzleloader, and rifle, and harvest 2 bucks in a 3-year period. The program allocates permits using the true preference point system, where applicants with the most points who apply get the hunt. You may obtain a permit and hunt all 3 years, but you can only harvest 2 bucks in a 3-year period. You can only hunt the unit you originally drew. In exchange for having guaranteed permit and the opportunity to hunt all 3 seasons, the hunter must complete 32 service hours on a Utah DWR-approved conservation project. Or you can purchase your hours at a cost of $40 per hour. So if you don't want to do the work, it would cost you roughly $1,280 to apply for this dedicated hunter deer hunts. So that's another option. That's where I say it gets pretty complicated. So as far as group applications, you can have up to 4 people in your group for the limited entry and general seasons on one application. So group applications are not accepted for management buck hunts, though. Non-residents and residents comply together, so that's good. And the points are averaged and then rounded down. So keep in mind who you're asking to be in your group. Make sure you guys are all in the same, roughly the same number of points. So that That is all we probably need to cover so far for the Utah draw system. There's a lot of options. I spoke through it really fast. If you have to, just go to the Go Hunt and look up their application strategy article for Utah. It explains it very well. I just covered the high-level details. So let's look at snowpack, drought, and habitat in Utah. So as we all know, Utah got absolutely blasted in the winter of 22-23. And so it really hurt a lot of antelope and mule deer numbers, even some elk, unfortunately. And so that is a concern. So we've been very, I don't know, interested in what the winters have been like so far. So right now, looking at Utah, the snow water equivalent in Utah right now is, in all units measured, at or below 100% of normal, meaning basically drought. So you correlate that to the drought monitor. Nearly the entire state is in some classification of a drought except the extreme northwest corner of the state. So is that good for winter survivability? Yes, it's good for winter mortality, but a large percentage of the moisture and the feed that Utah can grow in the summer is correlated to the amount of snow they get in the winter and the amount of water they get in the winter. So keep that in mind. Now, 2024, we saw above average snowpack again and a low drought. So if animals made it through that 2024 season, they probably were pretty well. Going to 2023, this was the hard, hard winter. The entire state was nearly at 200% snow water equivalent. So very hard winter survive. So that being said, the summary is the winters have been getting a little better since 2023, but we still are probably seeing some of the impacts of that 2023 winter on deer herds. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about burning your points in Utah. Utah adopted this new mule deer plan last year, and with the new plan, there's a lot of changes. So first and foremost, Utah decided to reduce buck-to-doe ratios in many of the general season units. And additionally, the premium limited entry deer units also had their buck to doe ratios reduced by 5. So what does this mean? It means that they're changing their strategy from quality opportunity to quantity opportunity. That's how you lower buck to doe ratios. You offer more buck tags. So there is some science that they claim suggests lower ratios may be more productive for herd growth as a whole, and it could slow the spread of CWD. So maybe those are two things they're looking at controlling or trying to, you know, grow the herd back up after these bad winters. I'm not sure. I'm not a biologist. But they are the lower buck-to-doe ratios on many of Utah's historically better general season units has been a huge topic of debate. So the state's going to be offering more permits in those areas to hit those objectives. More permits means more people, which means more pressure. So is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I like the opportunity. I like the access. I like allowing people to go hunt, but people might complain that there's too much pressure. So keep that in mind if you're going to be applying in Utah. So also, another big change that we mentioned earlier on, but we'll talk about it a little bit more in detail. Applicants are no longer able to apply and build points for both general season and the dedicated hunter. So this change should improve draw odds for both programs, ideally, because people aren't applying for both. It's not going to affect the most diehard hunters that It's not going to probably be well received by diehard hunters that are looking for opportunities to draw each year. But for a lot of people, it's going to improve odds, which I think is a good thing across the West to improve draw odds, because point creep is happening everywhere. So that is, I think, a good thing. I don't know. Write in if you disagree. So all that being said, what do we say? What do we think about Utah? Personally, I think Utah is a very underrated mule deer state for flatlanders. So what do I mean by this? I know people that live in the mountains that live in Utah, they don't think so, and they probably don't love the fact that people with podcasts like this, Western Rookie Show, advocate or talk about these units. But if you're from Minnesota, the Dakotas, Iowa, Ohio, I mean, the Mississippi River Valley, a lot of people aren't driving to Utah. They do Colorado, they do Wyoming, they do Montana mule deer. I think Utah's underrated for flatlanders, to be honest. There's opportunity, no matter how many points you have, to get out there. There's great deer. Overall, I think the quality is pretty good. And so I think it's a great state. And here's why. I'll dive into it. So some of the top units in Utah. So like Antelope Island, for example, if you can draw, which is a resident-only thing, you're having 100% success rate at 190-inch bucks. I mean, that is as good as it gets. Now, obviously, it's only for residents. If you've got high points in the 20, mid-20s and above, you're looking at Pontsquant, Henry Mountains, Oak Creek, the San Juan. All of these places have 190-inch potential. Most of them are offering 50 to 100% success rates, depending on whether you're archery, muzzleloader, rifle, or multi-season. But it's going to take 20 to 30 points for both categories. But some incredible mule deer quality in those units if you have the points. So that's where I say, it, as far as trophy mule deer units, Utah's right in line with any of the rest of the states for big mule deer, 200-inch potential. Now, you drop down a tier, where are like the 170-inch units? Still offering incredible success rates, 50 to 100% still, but we're dropping down for residents probably 6 points. Some of these are, you know, 13 to 15 points. For non-residents, you're still dropping probably 6 to 10 points. Some of these are you can draw with 18 for like an archery tag, 22 maybe for a rifle. So not terrible if you don't want to wait for the 190s, if you want to burn your points now, which I would recommend, quite frankly. And then you move into some of these late muzzleloader hunts on general seasons. Incredible trophy potential, 180, 170-inch trophy potential, high success rates with this late muzzleloader, I mean, 40 to 80%. And for residents especially, some pretty attractive draws. I mean, some of these are six points, 100% with 6 points. Non-residents, a lot of them are random only, so that might not be the easiest to wait on, but a ton of top tier units in Utah if you've got the points for it. So now going down to the general season hit list hunts, some of these general units, guys, 180, 170 inch potential, 25 to 55% success rates. Residents, the predictive draw odds can be as low as 0 points with an archery tag, 4 points with the rifle tag. Non-residents were 3 points to 7 points. That's for top tier general season hunts. I mean, it just, the general season isn't the same as like Montana general, where it's kind of over the counter. It's just a different type of tag that's managed differently. You still have to draw for it. It's still a limited entry single unit application, but you're seeing units. I mean, in Montana, to get, I don't even know if Montana has a single unit that has a trophy potential rating as high as 180, maybe a couple. And if they do, it's not going to be drawn with 3 points for archery or 7 points for early rifle. So keep that in mind. Some of these units for 170 are 0 point units. Still 160 inch bucks, 0 point units. So the conclusion here is that Utah still remains a top tier option for mule deer. If I go over to the filtering right now, guys, I just filtered this quick on GoHunt's filtering tool, which if you don't have it yet, it's absolutely amazing. There's 6 units that you can draw 100% chance for a non-resident rifle season tag, 0 points. There's 6 units you can draw this year with 0 points and guarantee a tag. All 6 of these units have 150 inch potential or greater. 3 of them are at 170, 2 are at 160, 1 is at 150. They all have harvest rates, except for one, all have harvest rates above 20%, which is really good. One of these units has 65% public land. Another has 89% public land. I mean, like, these are great options, folks, if you just want to get out and mule deer hunt. If you've got a couple points, or let's, how about this? If you want to do archery, 11 adds 5 more tags. If you want to do, maybe we just say we have a couple points, right? What if you've got 3 points? How does that change? 3 points, there's 19 units you can draw with 100% success rate in Utah with 3 points. Incredible. So I think it's a state, if you're a mule deer hunter, if you really want to go mule deer hunting, I think it is an absolute must-have state to add into your arsenal, especially if you take advantage of the every other year hunting license to cut that down in half. The points are really cheap in Utah. I'll go pull them up right now so people can see. The non-resident point fee per species is, the app fee for a species is $16. So it's, once you get that hunting license, it's really not that expensive as a non-resident to add it to your rotation. So take advantage of the 2-year hunting license kicker or caveat or hack. Add Utah to the list as a mule deer unit. I think it's worth it. I really do, guys. Thanks for being here. Check out our next one. We're going to break down Utah elk applications. Just like mule deer, Utah has some of the world's craziest elk units. So I'm really excited to share that episode with you. Thanks for being here, folks.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.